always humbling to see how gracious is our Lord.
其实是非常高兴，就是每次看到他这么一个跟我们在一起，他的恩典跟我们在一起。
There are many scriptures we read, we may not touch all of those.
读了很多的经文，但是我们不一定每一个都讲到。
But as the Lord may move my heart, I will share.
其实这个以主的恩惠那个同在。
Title of the sharing is the love of God.
其实跟他sharing，就是在跟主之间的一种结束和他的一个分享，其实也是我们的一个责任和我们的义务。
Let us first look to the Lord in prayer for His help.
那我们低头来祷告。
Our dear Lord, once again we come to Thee.
亲爱的主，基督，谢谢你，在我们面前。
For we know that we are needy people.
我知道我们是你的儿女。
We need Thee every hour, O Lord.
就是我们需要你的每一个时刻。
Especially as Thou hast set apart this time for us to gather around the Lord's table.
特别是今天在主日里面，我们让我们在一起来聚集在你的圣餐面前。
With all of our hearts, we seek Thee and Thine face.
让我们在一起，真是用我们所有的爱心来，真是来敬拜你。
Lord, with Your Holy Spirit.Thou may minister yourself unto us.
就是用你的圣灵，你的恩惠，就是来与我们同在。
According to our personal need, according to our family need, and according to this fellowship need, Thou may speak.
就是接到我们这个教会，我们每个肢体，我们每个人的一个需求，就是来需要你。
Help brother to translate and bless us all who may listen.
也希望我们这个翻译能够准确的翻译。
Now may equip us with your Holy Spirit.
让我们这是用你的圣灵来武装我们。
We commit this time into your hands and pray with thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是在你的这个面前，感谢你。借着你的宝血，真是来谢谢你。
阿门。
阿门。
I would like to start with three stories.
我先来一个很小的故事。
This is the tendency of people when someone may tell the story if it is just make believe.Story or false story, people like it the most.
然后我们先就是记录一个很小的 story， 就是很多人就是想就是 make up， 就相当于自己说自己这个先创造一个小的故事。
This story has in the heart of it the love.
那这个故事有主耶稣的爱在里面。
In first story, we will see two friends.
第一个故事就讲两个朋友在一起。
From their childhood, they were very good friends.
从他们这个年幼的时候就是很好的朋友。
They grew up together.
他们长在一起。
They had many adventures. They had adventures together.
因为在一起很多的这个在一起玩了，就经常在一起玩。
Sometimes they fought together.
经常有时候会打起来。
They teamed up together.
他有时候在一起工作，做一个 team.
They were good friends.
他确实很好的朋友。
And then they were parted for more than 20 years.
那么在一起20多年。
More than 20 years.
Yeah, I understand.
And as I'm telling this, I remember my wife had two friends in India while she was in high school. 那个
来就是他的夫人，就是他在高中的，我们是讲这个高中的 sweetheart。
And after 22 years, my wife could talk to one of the friends. She is in Canada.
他就是他一个朋友是在20年没有联系。
And I know what joy they have while they are talking on the phone.
当他跟他一个朋友在一起谈的时候，就是那么高兴在一起。
And especially my wife is giving the gospel to that friend because she is Hindu.
因为那位朋友是 Hindu， 就是不是Christian， 他传教的。
Sometimes that talk continues for more than an hour.
有时候他们谈一起谈了一个多小时。
I'm talking about the friendship.
他们的以前的这个友谊。
And especially when you see or meet or hear after more than 20 years, it's something special.
是20多年没有在一起，确实是非常特别。
Now coming back to the story, these two friends, one friend grew up very well in the society, studied well.And he became a judge.
有一个朋友就是长大20年以后就变成一个法官，就是在生活的非常高，非常一个富有的社会。
The other friend struggled in his life, could not continue his studies, and had some bad experiences in his life, and become a criminal.
另外一个朋友其实不是那么幸运了，就是生活非常艰难。最后变成一个罪犯。
For more than 20 years, they could not meet each other. They never saw each other, heard about each other.
20年没有在一起，没有见面。
One day, this friend of the judge got caught and was in the custody in the prison.
另外一个就是被抓起来，在那个在监狱里。
And he was brought before this judge.
正好也是他的朋友作为他的法官来审判他。
Initially, this friend who was a criminal was afraid to face the judge. He was scared to death what kind of judgment the judge will give for what he has done, committed this criminal activities.
因为他这个罪犯其实感到非常恐惧，也不知道这个法官会给他施加什么样的罪行。
But after this many years, when he saw the judge,He could recognize him.
他在法庭里面见到他的朋友是20年没见面，但是知道他是谁。
He said, "This is my friend, my old-time friend, my buddy."
就他认识他的老朋友，20年前的朋友。
And the burden from his heart and fear from his mind were lifted up.
他一下子那种恐惧感，他那种罪恶感一下子消失了，他可能会觉得他朋友很帮助。
He had great hopes in his heart. He had great expectation from his friend.
很大的期望和他那种希望他朋友能帮助他。
And this friend pleaded his case.
当然，这个朋友是加剧他那个 case 啊。
He started giving his introduction to the judge.
那当然，他这个程序就是这样，先把他的这个罪犯过程程序给这个法官。
If you recognize me, I am your friend, old-time friend.
他就自动报，就怕他法官认不是他，他就说他是他的朋友。
Then he shared many stories, whatever they did together in their childhood, in their youth.
回忆他们在20年前在一起，多么欢乐的日子。
And the friend who was judged, his heart was.Many times touched by remembering all this time they spent together.
这个法官呢，也就是被他过去的在一起日子那个所有的，就是感动他的心。
But when he saw the record he had before him, what his friend did in past many years,
当他看到他所有的犯罪过程中。以后呢
，His hands started trembling.
他的手在颤抖，就为他惋惜。
In his heart, he had great love, compassion, pity for his friend.
他对他的朋友的爱，但是又感到怜悯。
But in front of him was the law book.
在他前面是一本这个就是法律书，那些必须他不能用个人的感情来驾驭他。
And when the time came to hear the final judgment,
当最后进行宣判的时候
，with tears in his eyes, judge told him, "Yes, my friend, my dear friend, I am your friend."
就是在他交接的时候，就是最后这个宣判的时候，确实他哭了，因为他为了朋友而惋惜。但是呢
，as a judge, also I am your friend.
他作为他的法官，但是又是你的朋友。
My heart is desiring to pardon you and let you go free.
就我的心其实是想赦免你，就是让你离开这个监狱，到这个自由的世界里面。
But my hands are bound by this law.
但是我的工作，我说职责是必须要遵守这么一个法律的程序。
I cannot let you go.
因为跟你的犯罪记录，我不能使你释放。
If I can pay the price for you, I would have done that.
如果我他说我如果他能够为你这个罪来付所有的东西的话，他可以这样做。
But looking at your criminal record, I must pronounce death for you.
根据你这个罪犯记录呢，他必须宣判这个死刑。
And the tears in his eyes, he said, "Case closed."
他仍然在这个犯罪记录这个宣判最后结束，但是还是带着一种其实哭。
Now we want to see these friends were very close.
因为他们的朋友确实在一起二十年前非常。
The judge had this compassion and love and passion for his friend.
这个法官对他这个朋友当然是非常一个同情的。
He wanted to help his friend. He wanted to see that his friend's life may be spared.
他要帮助他的朋友，他希望跟他朋友在一起，因为在一起。
But he could not help him.
但是在这个事情上，他不能帮助他。
Second story is a true story because I am the part of that story.
第二个故事是真实的故事，因为他是其中的主人公。
Few years back, I had to see one person in the parking lot, and she was waiting for me there. And at the same time, there was another brother, Brother James. He also wanted to meet me, and I said, "Okay, anyway, I'm meeting this lady here. You please meet me at the same place."
就几年前，就是有两个朋友都想跟他在一个同样的一个停车场见面。
This lady may be now 26, 27 years old.
一个女士在二十六岁左右。
And as I arrived, it was a hot day.
就是他们等他来的时候。
I lowered my windows in the car. I remained in the car.
他仍然在车子里等他们。
And she came and stood by the car.
那女士来到的时候就站在他的车门前。
After talking about the business we were there for, I felt the burden to share the gospel with her.
就是当他谈到这个一些商业事情以后呢，他就感觉到有一种责任要传福音。
I share a little bit of my testimony.
这就是传他自己的一些见证。
And then I share about the love of the Lord.
就是谈了一些主的爱。
How he came and become man like us.
就是像那个主耶稣基督怎么去降世为人。
How he loved us that he laid down his life for us.
如果主耶稣基督怎么去死在十字架上为了我们的罪。
And then I explained that if one can repent of his or her sins and receive him as his or her own personal savior, he or she can be saved.
就是他就是再次跟他女士解释，就是说，如果你接受主耶稣基督，你的罪会得到赦免，你会进天。
And still I continue to share that Lord Jesus paid a great price for us.
就是主耶稣基督为我们就是 就是舍去了很大的一种这那个属教、就是、
Our sin debt was so great that he had to shed his last drop of blood.
就是他也就是牺牲他的保险，他独生子的保险。
He paid a great price for us.
他其实是付了很大的代价，因为牺牲一个自己的。
He redeemed us by great price, with a great price.
他其实从我们把我们从罪里面拯救出来，赦免我们。
And when I spoke this, he paid great price for us. I saw tears coming from her eyes.
当他讲了这个故事以后，他看出来那个女士她的泪。
And I could not understand what has touched her heart.
但是她当时不知道什么其实触及了那个女的心灵。
And then I asked her, what has touched your heart? What part of my sharing with you has touched your heart?
然后问那个女士说哪一个故事的哪一个方面其实触动你的心灵使你哭呢？
And she told that when you told that.Lord paid a great price for us to redeem us, to save us. That part touched my heart.
他说是那个，就是主耶稣借着他的宝血，牺牲他独生子，才拯救我们。那一段故事。
And she started sharing her story with me.
他就是从那以后就开始告诉他他自己的故事。
She said, "I have a daughter in Colombia. She's a Colombian lady."Her name is Gabby.
她是哥伦比亚来的，她的名字叫 Gabby.
And she came a few years back illegally to America.
她是非法移民到美国来的。
But her firstborn girl was still in Colombia.
但是她第一个女儿还是在哥伦比亚。
And she loved her so much that she wanted to bring her to America.
她是这么喜欢，当然是爱她的女儿，希望她的女儿也接过来。
And to bring her, she had to hire some agents.
把她女儿带过来必须要通过这个法律程序，需要雇佣一个律师。
She paid $3,000-4,000 to the agent in Colombia to bring her daughter to the Mexican border.
Okay, 她必须要通过中介，这个中介跟非法部分，她必须要付$4,000-5,000
And then,
墨西哥的那个。
Then from Mexican border to get her to the American border, she had to pay a lot more to the agent.
把她带到墨西哥这个就是边界，然后从墨西哥到美国来再付很多钱。
And she told me that my daughter is at the border of America, and within few days, another agent will bring her to America, and when.They will bring my daughter to me. I had to come up with this many $1,000.
她女儿已经到了美国边境，但是过几天就会见面。但是到见面的时候，她必须要再付很多钱。
And she started telling me, I have sold my everything.
她真是倾家荡产，就是所有东西为了她女儿。
Starting with the most expensive thing in my apartment, plasma TV.To the last chair of the dining table, I have sold everything to bring my daughter, that she may come and be reunited with me in America.
要先卖掉所有值钱的，然后直接把所有东西都卖掉了，就是才凑够那个钱。
And when I told her that Lord paid a great price for us, she could relate herself with the story and understand the love of God.The Lord has for her.
他就是把主耶稣基督拆送他的这个就是主那个拆信他的主耶稣基督拯救我们一样，就把他的故事联系他的女儿。
And that day she gave her heart to the Lord and received the Lord in her life.
就那一天，就是他接受主耶稣基督作为他的救主。
So this is another story which talks about the love.
就是另外一个故事就是有关这个法律的。
Gabby did whatsoever she can do in her capacity to bring her daughter to America.
因为这个她作为母亲，想尽可能做一切她所能的把她女儿带来。
And after some times we heard from her that now her daughter is with her.
只是经过这么努力，她女儿确实来了，跟她见面。
As we know that on this earth, the greatest love we ever have seen or experienced is the love of a mom, our mother.
就是我们就是感到一种美到母爱啊。
Now the third story.
这第三个故事就是第二个。
If I run out of time, we'll continue. Because we are just going at a slow pace.
Okay.
The third story, there was a young boy was always fond of watching the birds and little animals here and there.
就是第三个故事就讲一个小孩子，他确实非常喜欢看一些鸟、动物。
And he wanted to observe this little birds and animals from very close.
他总是想接近那个鸟和动物，越接近越好，看清楚。
And sometimes his father found out that it is very dangerous for his son to go so close to this kind of creatures.
但他父亲发现这个如果走得动物太近的话，有时候非常危险。
So his father was smart and he bought a nice binoculars for him.
但是父亲为他买一个就是像望远镜啊，就是可能走近距离。
And he taught him how to use it.
告诉他怎么用它。
So he will observe some birds from far distance.
所以他能够从很远的地方就能看清楚一些。
Some dogs are sleeping there, and he will watch them, what they are doing, and he was so much, he was caught up with this observing this animals and birds.
就能看很清楚，就他特别喜欢看用望远镜看。
When he will go for some trip, if he see crocodile, he will just watch them until they blink their eye. It takes sometimes time to you have to wait to see that some movement.
就是他其实花很多时间去看那些动物，有些那个 crocodile 那个也鳄鱼啊，就是想看他。
And he must have figured out that the most laziest animal is crocodile.
就是 crocodile 是最懒的，是老是那么不动，一天不动啊，看不出来什么。
But he used to observe the little bird, the babies in the nest the most.
他喜欢就是曾经就喜欢看那些小鸟在那个出生的时候在那个小 nest 里面，在那个小窝里面活动。
He was always fascinated.
他确实非常感到非常的兴奋。
To see the mother bird flying, coming with a worm or something, the food, and all these baby birds will open up their beaks and will be fed.
大家不知道看有没有听到，就是他母亲就是叼一些食物过来以后，等他到窝上的时候，那些小鸟就是会张着他的嘴就要食物，就是抢着要。
And he could relate himself and he knew his parents, his father and mother, the love they had for him.
他其实也知道他的父母亲也是这样，对他们。
One day, in the woods, some far distance, he saw fire.
那有一天是在那个很远的地方，就是讲森林是一个起火。
And in one small bush, there was one nest of the bird.
他是在一个起火的地方，有一个小丛树上面有一个小的那个鸟窝。
And blazing fire was coming closer and closer to that.
然后那个火呢，就是逐渐的接近了。就接近那个小窝，就要快把那个窝烧掉。
And from far he saw, he said, if I can run and help those birds.
他想到他是不是能够再接近，把那个小鸟窝把它抢出来，就中间那些小鸟。
But he knew that it's very dangerous to go.
但他知道就那样做很危险。
Then to his surprise, he saw this mother bird coming over the nest and trying to cover the baby.Birds in the nest by using the wings.
但是呢，他突然发现他的那个母亲就是母鸟啊，母亲那个，然后过来以后使他的这个翅膀就是整个那个小鸟整个把覆盖出来，在保护他。
And he saw that this mother bird is trying to save this baby
birds， 等等，其实魔鸟其实想就是针对那些。
The fire came and the bush started burning。
那火来的那个小丛树也在烧了。
The bird put herself on the nest。
母亲呢，其实在极力的保护它们。
But soon the flames came up and burned the nest, babies, and the mother bird。
当然火那个防不了，那个火起来以后，那所有的那个鸟窝和鸟都已经被烧焦。
And boy was so sad. He said, "I could not save the birds, and the mother bird could not save the babies and herself."
这个小孩子呢，就感觉到他自己无能为力来拯救这个小鸟，其实感到很悲伤。
And we know that the mother bird had that great love for the baby chicks.
我们其实知道母亲其实那么爱她的孩子。
She was the baby bird. The mother bird was willing to die to save the chicks.
你是感觉她母亲那么去保护她，就是为了自己的身体来保护她的孩子，但是还是没有。
And she gave her life to save, but both the baby birds and the mother bird.
母亲的两个其实用他的身体来拯救他的孩子，但是还是不能够拯救他。
In these three stories, we are comparing the love.
其实三个故事都讲到我们这个主的主耶稣的爱。
The friend who was the judge had great love, but he was bound by the law.
第一个故事就是讲他两个弗兰德，那两个朋友在一起，但是那个法官必须遵循这个。
Gabby did her level best.To bring her daughter to America.
第二个故事，那个母亲也是做了她一切所能的，把她女儿带来。
Though it cost everything to her.
尽管是花费了她所有的一切。
And in the third story, both the boy, the mother bird, had this real love to save the baby birds, but nobody could save them.
就第三个故事讲一个。母鸟的母亲和他那个这个小男孩子，两个都爱他的小那个小小鸟，但是都不能努力来拯救他们。
As the mother bird tried to save the baby birds, she also died.
那母亲母鸟，我们看出来，她为了拯救她孩子，她还是死了。
Now we are talking about the love of God.
我们现在谈我们这个主耶稣的爱。
The love of God is so great.
就是主耶稣爱其实那么伟大。
No pen or tongue can talk about it.
就是用无论语言来形容，也不能用这个文字来形容。
In our hymn book, there are wonderful hymns.
就是我们有诗歌来歌颂它。
If the whole ocean is like ink, still.And all are like scribes. Still, we cannot fully explain or talk about the love of God.
如果所有的江河都是我们那个印的，就像那张写卖的。
If you turn with me to First John chapter 4, First John chapter 4, that we read in 16th verse. I don't know whether it is there.
约翰一书的第四章第八节
The 16th verse
The 16th
reads And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love.
就是约翰是第四章第十六节，神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，他就是爱。
God is love.
就是 God 就是神就是爱。
Is all love.It's all love.
他其实是神就是爱，全然是爱。
His being, everything is love.
所有都是为了爱。
And he has loved us with that everlasting love.
其实他爱我们用他一种就是永不止息的爱。
And the love of God or the love of our Lord is so strong.
就是他那个爱那么残酷高深。
It is written, it is stronger than death.
就是其实比那个死亡更加现实死亡。
He gave himself for us.
他把他自己的主耶稣基督为了我们这。
He loved us, paid the ransom, and saved us.
他就是爱他爱我们，因为他主耶稣基督就是在十字架的这个死亡来拯救我们。
His love has accomplished everything.
他的爱其实实现了每件事情，他在他爱里面那个成全。
Though it cost our Lord his everything, even his life.
其实那个 cost 是主耶稣基督的死亡。
But his sacrifice has not gone in vain.
就是他主耶稣在十字架的死亡是他的死亡是没有白死。
His love has sought us, and His grace has saved us.
其实他的爱其实拯救我们，他的这个恩典其实来拯救我们，带我们。
One more scripture, which is the eighth scripture in the fourth chapter.
就是同样看《约翰一书》第四章第八节。
This is for our admonition. We must read this scripture. He that loveth not.Knoweth not God, for God is love.
Is John chapter
4 and 8. Chapter 4 and 8.
就是没有爱心的，就是就不认识神，就是没有爱心就不认识，因为神就是爱。
It's not there.
It is.
That's great. Yeah. So the love of God.He has shed abroad in our hearts.
就是主耶稣用他的宝血，就是覆盖在我们。
And it is the Lord's desire that with the same love we may love one another.
有那同样用他主耶稣基督的爱来爱我们兄弟姐妹。
We know that the greatest or highest level of love, if someone may have for others, is when he or she may lay down his life.For others.
就最高崇高的爱就是牺牲你自己，然后为了他人。
And Lord demonstrated that love on the cross of Calvary.
那当然是主耶稣基督就用他最好的例子来向我们展现。
Now, what is the second number we can give? What kind of act or virtue can take the second number, which may reflect or talk about the love?
我们可以用什么样 的行为那个展现呢
I'm sorry, we may not have time to go into all the scriptures, or we may just stop the slide show. That's no problem. I was sharing somewhere else, and I heard one young boy, 16 years old, telling, Daddy, this is my last chocolate.
就是讲就是有十六岁的孩子这是我最后的一个巧克力
He had three or four big like ball kind of chocolate white chocolate very sweet already he had it
就是三个十个巧克力但是他收入
And as he saw some more there he could not resist his temptation and says Daddy this is the last one for today
但是他讲这是最后几个巧克力
And the dad said yeah you can have it
当然父亲总是讲
And I believe this young boy must have felt, oh, how great is the love that my dad has for me.
小孩子感觉到他这个父亲对他的爱。
There's a list I have written, how do we understand the love of God? When the Lord answers the prayers, we know the Lord loves us.
一问这个主耶稣基督就是那个回答你的这个祷告的话，你会感觉到。
When the Lord provides the needs, we experience and feel that Lord loves us.
那借着他，我们这个。
It's not there.
OK， 就是借着他这个给我们所做的一切，我们感觉到他对我们的爱。
When we are sick and Lord in His great mercy heals us, we say, "Yes, Lord loves me, and the love of God has touched my life."
就当每个人在生病的时候，他医治了你，你感觉到他的大人的爱。
when we have lost a loved one, and when we are comforted by His Holy Spirit, when He comforts our broken heart, we experience His love.
当你失去亲人，你自己心情不好的时候，等等方面都会感觉到他对你的爱。
When we sin against the Lord and against others, and when the Lord pardons us and cleanses us with His precious blood, we feel the love of God.
当你犯罪的时候，当你有很多对不起人的时候，当你神就是赦免罪，你感觉到他对你的爱。
When the Lord gives the desires of our hearts, we know that we experience that Lord loves me.
通过这一切，我们确实感觉到他对我们的爱。
But for a few minutes, I would like to draw your attention to one act of love.
就是我们在花几分钟时间看一个真实的爱。
And I believe that that is the second most powerful way the Lord has demonstrated His love for you and me.
就是他感觉到是这是第二个最
And this is the heart of today's sharing. This is the heart of today's sharing.
这是我们就是今天的这个主题，精华。
And the Lord expects from us the same thing.
就是主耶稣基督就是期望我们，能说什么。
And this is intercession Lord is doing for you and me. Intercession. Our Lord is a heavenly high priest who intercedes on our behalf day and night.
就是主耶稣基督就是